Merry Christmas, everyone. Last year, I prayed and I asked the Lord that, God, can you help me be like taller than Deacon Jesse? That's my wish last year. But it has been a year already. Nothing happened to me so far. So he's still like taller than me. So when I was in middle school, I loved a girl. I loved her so much. And then as you know that, at that time we have no cell phones, we have no emails, laptops at all. I sent to her like million letters, and we just like handed over by letters only. And of course you know that when I sent to her like the letters, I needed to ask her friend, hey, can you give that to that girl for me, please? Yeah, because you know I cannot give to her directly my letters, and we just been like a couple months, and one day she stopped writing me letters, and I met her in the school, in middle school, and I asked her, hey, why I don't see your letters anymore? And then she told me that, hey, Anthony, I loved the different boy already. So she broke with me. Brothers and sisters, I thought like my love is perfect. I thought like human love is perfect. And I thought like I found my treasure. Like, I found my love, my treasure, or like, my life will be, that's it. Brokenness. We all, I think, at least for me, encounter with brokenness. Brother and sister, this Christmas, I would love to share with you three verbs for my homily tonight. The first one, sending. The second one, staying. The last one, sharing. The first one, sending. We know that when I pray with the gospel today, I asked the Lord, Lord, God, why you became a man? Why you became a man like me? Why you became a man like walking normal, like normal man? Like why? And brother and sister, I think that's because of love. When we love someone, when I loved my girlfriend, I want to be with her. Like, I want to be with you. I want to talk to you. I want to hang out with you. I want to do everything for you. Brother and sister, God, he loves you. He did that the same. We know that God from all eternity, God, the Holy Trinity, God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. So the fundamental and essential essence of God is love. So inside of God, inside the Holy Trinity, is love. God, like human, his reason right here, okay? Like the line over here. God is above here. And then from all the beginning, he has the plan, a plan for the human salvation. So he's waited. And the final point is Jesus himself. He incarnated into a human history. Like tonight, he became a real man. For what? Brother and sister, eternal word, no one can talk to him. Untouchable God now became a man so that we can talk to him, so that God can talk. Like, so that I can be with my, like, you know, you can be with your loved ones. Yeah, if you love someone, you're gonna have the desire to be with them. God, he loves you so much that he wants to be like you. Like, he wants to talk to you. But the whole Old Testament, God, he's untouchable, like highest God. No one can see him before, of course, except the prophets. But like, the whole idea that God became like you and like me to talk, to love, to hang out, to drink, to eat and to suffer for you. Why? Okay, so question, PhD question for you, okay? Can God save you without the incarnation? Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can do like, he can save like human beings in 1 second. But why he chose to be like a man, like a baby? Why he chose to be like a vulnerable baby? Like, and people, like, you know, like the story, Herod, the king, tried to kill him, kill the baby. Why he's so big, so like vulnerable? Why he's so big, tiny, little boy? He became man so that he can tell the story about, hey, look at me. I loved you so much. Until the point of Jesus himself, he revealed from the whole history that, hey, inside of Trinity, there's love. Hey, look at me. Inside of me, between my Father, the Holy Spirit, we have love. So that I'm going to reveal that for you. I'm going to like prove that how much we loved you, so that I'm here, I'm talking to you by the human language, so that you can understand my love for you, because it's been so long already. I have mass at the nursing home, the Rocky Mountains assisted living right in the Wadsworth and Quincy, right there in front of the Costco. I came to anoint a lady. And then after the anointing, a lot of people gathered to surround me and then ask me one request. Hey, Father, you are a priest. Hey, Father Anthony, can you have Mass over here for us? We have not had Mass for years. 4 years, 5 years. They don't even have Mass over there. So I told them that, yes, I will have Mass for you, and I will have the Holy Communion for you. Brother and sister, 2 weeks after that, I came back to that nursing home right in the front of Costco, right there. And then we had like Mass like normal. And then during the Holy Communion, I gave the Holy Communion to a lady. She received it. Look at me, brother and sister, look at me right now. She closed her eyes. So she bowed her head and she raised her hand and she said, God, 2 years already. 2 years already. It's so long. It's so long. She cried. I cried. She made the whole room cry. Like, God, it's been like 2 years already. It's so long. It's so long. She did that like this. And then she made like, I realized, thank you, God. Thank you for helping me being here with her. It means a lot to me as a priest. That is the second point, staying. God, he wants to stay with you. He wants to stay with you a lot. And then he has the desire to be a man, and then after he resurrected from the dead, he went back to God the Father. But he never lost like the human nature. Like right now in heaven, okay? Right now, 2024, Christmas 24, God in heaven, he still have two natures, the divine nature and the human nature in heaven right now. But Father Anthony, okay, so what next? Brother and sister, when we are suffering, asking God to help you because he gets it. He knows your sufferings, your pain, your cancer, your diseases, whatever you have in your life, he wants to be with you. He wants to be like you. And now he continues want to be like you in heaven. The last point for my homily, sharing. Brother and sister, when we receive God, and in the moment you want to receive him on Christmas Eve right now, we have a Eucharist for you. When you receive him, I want you to receive him. Again, When you receive him today, okay? I want you to receive him. Like receive the Lord as like the Most High God. He wants to be with you forever. He wants to dwell in your soul forever. And he wants heaven for you forever. And now your turn. How do you live? How do you change your life? How do you take care of your soul? Now is your turn. Maybe the last point. May I challenge you for Christmas for one thing only, okay? Only one thing. May I challenge you to visit someone you love for this Christmas? May I challenge you about that? Like, I want to invite you all to visit someone you love, especially if you have your mom and your dad in their nursing homes. I really want to invite you to visit them. Like, see them face to face. Or, of course, if your mom and your dad, they are living in different states, you can call them, maybe face them, maybe call them, and then, hey, mom, dad, how are you doing? May I challenge you for this Christmas? Because the meaning of the Christmas is like, it needs to be shared. The joy, the happiness, the peace of Jesus himself, you're going to receive, and you need to share that to one another. What is the point of you don't share that? Have you wondered why we receive the Eucharist in the end of Mass? Okay, like right in the end, we don't receive God himself right in the beginning of Mass, but we receive him right in the most, right in the end. Brother and sister, when you receive him, deacon will say to you, go in peace, get out of here. Like, we're going to close like the church. You go, you know what I mean? Like, you go, you get out there. Of course, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not like, but when you receive him, you are called to be out there, not here at all. You are not called to live in here. No, you are not called over here. Like, you cannot live over here forever. No, you are called to be out there with your family, with your beloved one, with your moms and your dads, with your children, with your relatives, with your grandparents. They are out there. Live, be with them, love them, hang out with them, talk with them, as God, he did that for you tonight. That is the whole idea about sharing God. You have God in you so that you need to be like, go out there. You went out there and share the story and God with everyone. That's all I have today. Sending, sharing, and staying.